My friends, tonight we unveil my most diabolical creation.
CITR 101.9 FM.
10 times more addictive than marijuana. Ooh. To human misery.
Nice to see you.
So glad you could make it. Have a salmon puff.
All right.
In a studio destined to create radio genius.
It's nice to be here at CITR. I love a college radio.
It's amazing. It's like a self-propelled carnival ride. It's awesome.
Two guys came together to create one of the world's finest variety shows.
Sorry, Teddy. I was coming as fast as I could.
Oh, my God. There's breasts in the window. Look.
It's all about performance, isn't it?
Cops and, you know, sirens. Lots of action here.
Lots of action.
Lots of action.
Keeps catching us off guard when we see a phone call come in here, so we're working on it.
Every Tuesday night at 11 o'clock p.m., CITR 101.9 FM brings a show like no other.
Because we're going to go behind the scenes and let you know all the hidden details and all the secrets.
Girl dressed up as a guy. I've seen a couple of those mustaches.
I'm adjusting myself as we speak.
Oh.
Teddy Smooth and E-Rock present Cabaradio.
You stroke it more, you'll get better at it.
If you're a freak, if you're a geek, if you like cabaret, take a listen to this.
The following program, Cabaradio, may contain scenes of nudity, sexually suggestive scenes, coarse language, and high levels of sass, which may result in the removal of clothing and loss of inhibition. Listener discretion is advised.
I got two words for you. Pussy avalanche. Pussy.
Ladies and gentlemen, coming to you live from the CITR 101.9 FM studios, it's Cabaradio with Teddy Smooth! Tonight, Cabaradio delves deep into the sensual soul of love in another Valentine's Day special.
E-Rock, that was last week.
Oh, thank God. Let's groove to some tunes. Teddy and E-Rock welcome live in studio from the John Cohen Experimental, John Cohen. Plus a few tasty surprises. As always, upcoming events. I'm Eric Carberry, and now, here's Teddy!
Beep bopa doop boop, Cabaradio! Ow. Oh, yeah, beep bopa doop bop. Hey, 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 welcome to the show, everybody!
Oh, thank you, thank you.
Welcome, everybody, welcome to CITR 101.9 FM.
Lovely audience we've got out there.
I love them every week. They show up every week.
God, they're pretty.
They give the love. Oh, thank you so much.
Holy moly, extra love, extra love.
I appreciate it. I appreciate your love.
Must be that whole Valentine's thing.
I'm feeling a bit under the weather tonight, so I appreciate the love, you know? Oh,
keep it going for Mr. Smooth.
He didn't need to clap when I said I was feeling under the weather.
Yeah, come on, give him a break, guys.
All right, settle down.
Could be in jerks about it. Like, he's feeling under the weather.
Thank you so much, everybody. Have a seat, and welcome to another edition, another episode of Cabaradio. My name is Teddy Smooth. Right over there is E-Rock.
Yo, yo, yo!
Yes, Valentine's Day is
coming gone.
Yesterday was the old V-Day.
It sure was. Did you have a good one?
I did. Not really, actually.
No.
Well, I did in some ways. The weather yesterday really threw a wrench into...
It wasn't really that Valentine's weather.
It was real terrible Vancouver. That's the kind of weather in Vancouver that people say, I want to leave Vancouver. Yes. Yesterday was that type of weather.
Or maybe it brought more people together in their homes.
Maybe. But a lot of people are sick right now. So
it's true.
Including myself. You may notice a little bit of nasally sort of more to my voice tonight. I am sick. I did pop some pills to try to make it through the show, having a few soda pops as well.
I've noticed.
It might be a little mix of the two. So if I start saying some weird crap later on, then forgive me.
But now, is wearing no pants part of the healing process?
It is.
Okay.
It is.
Fair enough. You know, I'm not going to.
You know, when you're sick, you get like sweaty.
Chinese ritual.
My legs are really sweaty, so I wanted to take off my pants and just get the cool breeze in here.
Well, that's why they're glowing.
The Keanu. For those of you that don't know, that's a cool breeze in Hawaiian. Keanu. That's where that name comes from. Cool breeze. Welcome to the show. A little bit later on in the show, we have John Cohen of the John Cohen Experimental, Montreal-based singer.
Yes.
He's going to be coming through, playing some of his tunes. We also got some upcoming events. But I did want to talk about what happened in Valentine's. Did you have a good Valentine's Day?
You know, I did. It wasn't too lovey-dovey. I worked on some projects, and I guess I gave my sweetheart a chocolate. What are those? Reese's Pieces, a homemade Reese's Pieces peanut butter cup.
Wow.
I guess it's not called a Reese's Pieces if it's homemade.
Yeah.
But a peanut butter cup.
A Carberry cup.
Carberry cup. No, it wasn't. I didn't make it. I just gave it to her.
Okay.
But there wasn't a lot that was done, but I've never been much about Valentine's Day, so I kind of, you know, it was okay. We talked a bit.
You were bugging me earlier because I said on the last show that
you did not enjoy Valentine's Day.
And
not,
I don't.
Yes.
And then
you did something on Valentine's Day.
I did.
Now, you brought it to my attention that this may not, you know, it was sort of anti-Valentine's Day.
Well, what it is I went to the People's Prom. It's the 11th annual People's Prom. It was at the Biltmore this year. It's not that it's anti-Valentine's Day. It just doesn't focus on it. It's more like your high school prom. So there's dance competitions, spin the bottle. It's more of just a fun place to have a date on that particular day without the full, you know, like cheesy
Valentine's
sort of thing. Yep. So it was nice. They raised money for charities as well.
There's a few bands playing, wasn't there?
Not bands, but there was about six DJs. So there's been, when I was there, I was only there for a short period of time, but there were lots of funk and
some pretty
early
good outfits.
50s. Yeah, there was one girl who became the prom queen. She was a pregnant girl who had a tutu and nipple tassels on, and that was it, with the belly showing and everything. So
welcome to the Biltmore.
She was the prom queen. I did hear one sort of a couple remarks about in the past years it's been at sort of a hall, so or sort of that gym type, so it's much more like high school prom. So the Biltmore has its own decor, but that was pretty much the only sort of thing that I heard on the negative side. Everything else was great.
It was fun.
They had a lot of room to dance, lots of fun costumes. There's a photographer there. So
neat.
If you're looking for something to do next Valentine's that's still fun, you can go out with your special someone, but not feel
Make
all
the date
that,
now. Make the date now.
Not feel all that crazy Valentine's pressure. Then that's the People's Prom is a fun place to go. I did give, you know, I've talked about my dog on this show before. A couple weeks ago, we talked about
Elliot.
The people in my neighborhood being a bit afraid of her. Well, Valentine's Day, we were at a superstore and we saw a cow heart.
Mm.
And so we decided, me and my girlfriend, to give her a cow heart for Valentine's Day. And she rewarded us with vomiting at 4 o'clock and 6 o'clock in the morning this morning. So,
hey, thanks for the. Thanks for your heart. Here, have it back, all chewed up and spat out.
It was a few stains on the carpet.
That's
and
true
she's
love,
a big
though.
Dog, so it was. She was like,
she wanted to share her heart with you.
Yes, she wanted to give back.
What a loving puppy that is.
She is extremely loving.
At 4 o'clock in the morning, and at six, and maybe when you get home later.
Yes.
Hmm.
You're listening to
Cabba Radio.
Cabba Radio with Teddy Smooth, CITR 101.9 FM, CITR.ca. Unfortunately, at least in the studio here, our website is down. So
some of you might not be hearing us. Probably.
Some of you will be on podcast, or perhaps at home, yours isn't off. Maybe it's just here in the studio. But CITR.ca, you can use the pop-up player. You can listen to us live streaming. We have John Cohen coming through in just a few minutes. But first, I wanted to get to the new single from a local band called Mother Mother. Their new album, The Stand, is coming out very soon. And this is actually the title track with the same name. Always fun to hear these guys because they always do something a little bit different, which we, of course, like here on Cab Radio.
They're local, too, aren't they?
They are very local. Grew up around the Queen Charlotte area and now play in and around Vancouver and all over the place as well. So this is their new song called The Stand off their new album called The Stand. We'll be back. CITR 101.9 FM.
But a secret.
Oh, come on, just one bite.
Okay, it's vodka on ice, but then there's women on bikes. Oh, just the women who straddle.
Oh, now you are a handful.
I forgot about handfuls. Okay, it's everyone here.
You mean just all of the people?
Yeah, and all of their peers, and all of their pets, and their chandeliers, and their cigarettes. I haven't smoked in years.
I can hardly stand the sight
of it all. The human race, but for the planets and the stars and everything else in Mars,
it's like paradise spread out for the body night. I can hardly stand the sight
of it all.
I can hardly stand the sound
of it all.
I can hardly stand the taste
of it all. They don't even know. Everyone's f***ed and they don't even know. Everyone's f***ed. Everyone's f***ed. Everyone's f***ed. Everyone's f***ed and they don't even know. Everyone's f***ed and they don't even know. They don't even know. They don't even know. They don't even know. Everyone's f***ing and they don't even know.
No More Strangers, Beatroot, WinnieCooper.net, and CITR 101.9 FM are proud to present the much-anticipated EP release of Super Cassette, February 18th at the Cobalt. Joining Super Cassette will be The Raccoons, Ono Yoko, and DJ Hunk the Drunk. Showtime is 9 p.m. and tickets are $10 at the door. Cassette EP release party, February 18th at the Cobalt, 917 Main Street.
Thank you.
walking round a zoo with the sun shining down over me and you. And there'll be love in the bodies of the elephants too. And I'll put my hands over your eyes, but you'll peek through. And there'll be sun, sun, sun all over our bodies. And sun, sun, sun all down our necks. And there'll be sun, sun, sun all over our faces. And sun, sun, sun. So what the heck, 'cause I'll be laughing at all your silly little jokes. And we'll be laughing about how we used to smoke all those stupid little cigarettes and drink stupid wine. 'Cause it's what we needed to have a good time. But it was fun, fun, fun when we were drinking. It was fun, fun, fun when we were drunk. And it was fun, fun, fun when we were laughing. It was fun, fun, fun. Oh, it was fun. Oh, well, I'll look at you and say it's the happiest that I've ever been. And I'll say I no longer feel I have to be James Dean. And she'll say, yeah, well, I feel all pretty happy too. And I'm always pretty happy when I'm just kicking back with you. And it's love, love, love all through our bodies. Love, love, love all through our minds. And it'd be love, love, love all over her face. And love, love, love all over mine. And though a million of these moments are just in my head, I'll be thinking about them as I'm lying in bed. And I know that a million, they might not even come true, but in my mind I'm having a pretty good time with you. Oh, I might not know you in 5 years' time. We might not speak out in 5 years' time. We might not get along in 5 years' time. You might just prove me wrong. Oh, there'll be love, love, love wherever you go, there'll be love, love, love. 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 Wherever you go, there'll be love.
I know you like to keep a mystery, but there's this girl I know who's sad, you see. And I like to show her life ain't always real.
Call me love, that's what you call me. Your hand down, squeeze real tight. I'll make both sides, and so you decide. You'll have complete control of your whole life.
Come here, love, that's where you come in. Be my assistant, be my right hand man. We'll find a place between fact and fiction. And as long as they don't know.
About the difference between real and show. Come here, love.
Vocal Band. Said the Whale right here on CITR 101.9 FM with their song Camilo the Magician. Said the Whale actually played on last little bit of Valentine's news. They played at the Rio Theater last night. There was a double feature of Said the Whale, and then they played the Princess Bride. And apparently they sold out, so next year maybe they'll have two different showings. Before that, we had Noah and the Whale, two whales in there, 5 years' time, and we started that off with another local band, Mother Mother. Now, just before we get into our first guest tonight, another slide into the Rio Theater is they are having an Evil Dead Scarathon.
Sorry, that scared me.
This Sunday, February 20th, the Evil Dead Scarathon. Okay, stop.
Oh, sorry. I thought that was a new thing. We were gonna, every time you said it, I'd scream.
Yeah.
No?
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
The Evil Dead Scarathon. I told you, no, we're not doing that.
That wasn't me.
Who was it?
I don't know. You saw the people at the beginning of the show here.
Yeah. Questionable bunch. Anyways, good transition word. I like that. Anyways, Evil Dead Scarathon this Sunday, February 20th at the Rio Theater, and we have some tickets to give away. You can win a pair of tickets to go see all three films, The Evil Dead, The Evil Dead 2, and Army of Darkness. So if you'd like to win two tickets to that, E-Rock is manning the phone, 604-822-2487. That's 604-UBC-CITR. Or if you're listening to the podcast and you'd like to go to that and you haven't heard there's a winner by the end of the show, give us an email at cabaradio@gmail.com. That's cabaradio@gmail.com. Just say Evil Dead Scarathon.
Hey, is there the same, you know, E-Rock's going to man the phone? Could you say E-Rock's going to woman the phone? Why didn't that never really catch on?
I don't know.
Say for anything, really.
We could maybe Wikipedia that, or maybe...
But I guess it's like a boat. You call it a woman and not man. It's always usually a girl's name.
I don't know.
That's things have their place. Like me. I'm going to go back here.
That is an interesting question. We will... Maybe we'll have a whole show about that next time. Evil Dead Scarathon this Sunday at the Rio. If you want to win some tickets, again, 604-822-2487.
I'm now, winning the phone.
We welcome to the studio our special guest tonight. Actually, he's brought a friend along as well. He's from the John Cohen Experimental. His name is John Cohen. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
And you brought a friend along, David Roy Parsons.
Yeah.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Now, John, you're from Montreal area, correct? Mm-hmm.
That's correct.
Now, how did you hear about Cab Radio? Seems I know we were third best in the Georgia Strait 2 years in a row.
Yeah. Oh, that little thing.
Your airwaves travel.
How did you come upon contacting us and coming on our show?
Well, you know, I do a lot of research. Research is part of what I do, playing music and researching, and I look for all the best-looking hosts in the cities I visit.
Well, you certainly picked the right show.
And then I look for all the worst-looking hosts. And no.
Did you know
that's E-Rock.
And you guys had the best of both worlds.
Yes.
I won't say who's who. So.
Good answer.
Now, you're...
I just want to say Army of Darkness is one of my favorite films of all time.
It is. That's going to be a fun Sunday at the Rio Theater, for sure. If you're around on Sunday, make sure you check out...
They're actually talking about making another one.
Very cool.
In the talks.
Army of Darker Darkness?
Well, because they had the two, right? Army of Darkness and then Army of Darkness 2.
Mm-hmm. Army of the Darker Darkness.
But now they're thinking number 3 is going to make its way.
4.
4?
Evil Dead, Evil Dead 2, Army of Darkness.
Right.
One more would make
Sorry.
4.
Army of the Darkest Darkness.
Now, you've been on, John, you've been on tour for the last little while. Tell us about where you've been and where you are in your tour.
All right. Well, I've decided to do a winter tour, winter Canadian tour, which, by all accounts, is either the stupidest thing you can do or the most courageous and bravest thing you can do. And in the end, it ends up being both.
Are you biking?
I'm not biking. I know somebody who did that, actually.
There was a Canadian artist who biked around.
Fisher, wasn't it?
No, it was... why does the name escape me right now? Rich Okwai. He biked across the country. Anyway, I'm doing this tour on a bus, on a Greyhound bus. So it's not quite biking, but it still has its quirks and quirks. Mm. So it's been great. I've done about 23 cities from start to finish in Canada. I've got a few shows in BC for the next couple weeks, which I'll tell you about. And then I'm going down to the States for another 20 dates from West Coast to East Coast for the month of March.
So you've just done Canada so far, and then you're going to tackle the States.
That's right. I've done Canada, so I got the worst weather out of the way.
And which place has had the worst weather in where you've been?
Winnipeg.
Winnipeg, of course.
Was that even a question?
Of course.
Who's got the best fans so far?
Well, that's the other thing, you know. So far it's been Winnipeg, actually. I actually had a sold-out house in Winnipeg.
Winnipeg, bringing it back!
Which you know, and the people, I got to send props to that place because, you know, their winters are so desolate, and yet everybody's so happy. I guess it's the alcohol. I don't know.
The art scene in Winnipeg is very, very strong, and a lot of artists, most of them will come out either to Vancouver or Toronto. We have a lot of artists in town that I know personally that are from the Winnipeg area. They gravitate somewhere else. But the art scene, I think because someone who was there, who lived there, told me that because it's so harsh and
it's a hard place,
it's almost
man.
Like fitting art in a box. You have to like break out. Whereas sometimes in Vancouver, being so beautiful and, you know, instead of going to a show, you'll go to the seawall. Whereas in Winnipeg, it's like you're not going outside, right? It's not 10 degrees and sunny on the seawall. It's minus 40, and you want to go from point A to the show and support the arts.
Yeah, and you know you're not quick to leave the show because out there is not looking
the
so great.
Wasteland.
That's right.
You're gonna go back out.
I have to say that my buddy in Winnipeg, his name is James Brown. He's a promoter out there. He says the same thing. He's just like, it's a hard place, and we art hard, basically. Mm. That's what he says, you know? Yeah. It's like art to survive, basically. He says Winnipeg's biggest export is art. So
that's cool.
Yeah.
Again, I know a lot of artists that have come from Winnipeg. What has been sort of can you name a least favorite place so far?
I could, but, you know, I don't really want to slag anybody, but, you know, it all has to do with also your state, you know what I mean?
Like, right.
It's not so much, that's the thing is, you know, I kind of had a bit of a revelation in the sense that, you know, you play one place and maybe you don't have a great night, doesn't mean the place sucks, you know what I mean? It's just like, you may have been in a bad mood, the night must you know, whatever, the moon was only on its half cycle, like, who knows?
Maybe, yeah.
So I'm just going to say, in general, like, my worst night, personally, was in the beginning of the tour. I'm not going to say where, but for the 90% of the time, I had the most awesome time traveling this country, and I'll do it again in a heartbeat. So,
you're listening to Cab Radio with Teddy Smooth. We're here with John Cohen, and he's brought along his friend David Roy Parsons. Now, David, you have an album, Matters of Survival. Tell us a little bit about that album. Is this a new album that you're putting out?
Well, it's not really new. I'm working on a new one. It should be done by June, but it has a lot of the same musicians and some new ones is from that album there. That one I released in 2007.
So a couple years ago. But you guys actually worked on one of the same songs off this album, Behold, off the John Cohen Experimental. Title track.
Oh, no, no. I love that song.
Oh, you just love it?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's why I was recommending it.
I didn't pay him to say that.
I didn't play on that album.
No, I was trying to do a sweet tie-in.
We do some serious journalism.
I'll tell
here on
you.
Cabaret.
Apart from about, I go out to Montreal once or twice a year to play, and I stay at John Cohen's, and I actually wrote Montreal off as my bad luck city because I had a couple bad spells there, like a couple visits in a row, but. you know, I've played three really good shows since then, so now Montreal's like my favorite place in the world. But
also,
but what's
for their
that?
Arts,
yeah.
For their arts.
And their awful winters as well.
Yeah.
All right, well, we're going to get into some music right now. We'll be back with more interview, more talking about the album and the solo tour. But this is David Roy Parsons' favorite song off the new album from Behold. This is the title track, Behold, right here on CITR 101.9 FM. We'll be back with more.
Little ideas girl, she's sitting on her birthday floor. Light shining for. She don't feel too blessed, stuck in this mess to figure it out some more. Don't she knows how it goes? While the suits shake hands with a low and goodbye, stabbing us with knives. Just a little bit more. Don't you know? It's like gold, you gotta be home. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Now that you're getting old, you gotta be home. Supplies waiting for catastrophe to whistle down from the big blue skies. He yells, bombs duck and cover, get under my bunk. But the world's too busy getting drunk. Now this idea's gone. Thought he'd go and give his head a rest.
She's something to see.
She's something to see.
And she plays for free.
And she plays for free.
Down at the old marquee. At the super happy fun.
Super happy fun.
Super happy fun.
Super happy, super happy fun. Jamboree.
If you ride the train to the end of the tracks, she's the one playing down there at the Jamboree. She's on the sea.
She's on the sea.
And she plays for free.
And she plays for free.
Down at the old marquee. When he arrived was a woman playing Will on a fiddle. She was trying to untie her nervous knots. In came their friend Sheila from the North Atlantic night. She was looking so cold, but she was hot. They passed around a tequila, put the fire in their bellies. Things got messy, but it was free. Down at the old marquee. At the super happy fun.
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 Jamboree.
The ocean's so pretty, it'll take away your breath. He got lucky that night when they slid off the road. But ever since then, that ocean smells like death. Sold his bar, got in his car, and he headed up the road. He's the man playing down at the farmer's market. And he's trying so hard, but he never can forget. That man was me.
That man was me.
Now I play for free.
Now I play for free.
Like she did down at the old marquee. At the super happy fun.
Super happy fun.
Super happy fun.
Super happy,
super happy fun.
Jamboree.
If you ride the train to the end of the tracks, he's the man playing at the farmer's market. Try to forget that man was me. Now I play for free.
I play for free.
Like she did down at the old marquee. At the super happy fun.
Super happy fun.
Super happy fun.
Super happy, super happy fun.
Jamboree.
Skin and bones. Skin and bones.
Cohen Experimental with their song Piece to Pieces. Before that, we heard David Roy Parsons' song Super Happy Fun Jamboree. We'll be back with John Cohen and David Roy Parsons right after this.
We are now going to practice our continental way of eating. We pick up our silverware, index finger in the back of the fork, index finger on top of the knife.
What's the matter? Doesn't that sound exciting to you?
Luckily, dining at the Sub is a little less formal.
Pi R Squared, located in the main concourse of the Sub. Pi R Squared was voted the best pizza by The Slice in Canada, by its own staff. The joint always has a great vegetarian selection, is now offering cheeseless pizza. Open 10 a.m. till late, 7 days a week. This business is owned and operated by the AMS, your student society.
Back here live in studio, this is Cab Radio with Teddy Smooth. My name is Teddy Smooth. E-Rock way, way back there. Still haven't given away those tickets to the Evil Dead Scarathon Sunday, February 20th. So if you'd like to win some tickets, 604-822-2487, 604-UBC-CITR. We are joined in studio by John Cohen. He has a band called the John Cohen Experimental, which has, it's actually him solo, correct?
If by solo you mean alone, yeah.
Just you. The Experimental people are...
Experimental people
back home.
Home experimenting.
And you got a show this Thursday at the Railway Club, followed that in and around Vancouver area. You have one at the Burnaby's Great Bear Pub on the 18th, and Café du Soleil on the Drive February 27th. Yeah, now tell us about your show this Thursday at the Railway Club.
I just want to add, if it's of any value to Victorians, I'm playing at a co-op house party called the Ministry of Casual Living in Victoria on the 25th. It's Friday night. So if anybody knows about that place, then they should definitely come on by.
Come check it out. Now, you've been a part of the Deers and the Social Registry before kind of branching out on your own. Mm-hmm. Was there something that just clicked one day where you wanted to be on kind of in your own group, or what was it that did that shift from playing with other people to sort of creating your own thing?
I definitely, you know, Montreal, it's Anglo-Montreal. You know, there's Franco-Montreal and there's Anglo-Montreal. And Anglo-Montreal music can be a pretty small scene. So, you know, a lot of people play with each other. And so I ended up playing with a lot of different bands, the Deers for about 3 years and a bunch of other bands. And so, you know, I'm just the kind of guy who, you know, is friendly and outgoing, and if you ask me to play in your band, I'll say yes, you know, and then I'll get kind of sucked into it if, you know, it ends up, you know, picking up or whatever. But I also know that I'm a pretty good songwriter, and I can do a lot of the stuff myself, and I just wanted to have something that's my own, you know, and just exploit that a little bit. So.
Now, what made you decide to, again, even branch out further on your own by doing a solo tour?
Logistics. it's kind of tough to ask. I play with two core members, Ken Martin and Sebastian Cote, and those guys are just awesome. They're awesome musicians. I mean, from the band we have now, it's just a really great chemistry. But you know, at the same time, you know, they have jobs, they have families, and you know, they can't just take off on a 3-month tour, a personal pilgrimage of mine, you know, to and quit their jobs and stuff. So I saw that as an opportunity to, you know, to reinvent myself and to do something totally different. So don't expect a guy with an acoustic guitar at the show.
It's not just one guy with an acoustic guitar.
No, and I couldn't get the cardboard cutouts of the band to to fit in my suitcase. So
now, are you playing songs? Because we've been hearing songs off the album. Behold.
Absolutely.
Are you playing songs off that album, or are you doing stuff that's totally separate, or both?
Both, both. The songs on the album have gone through an osmosis, and I've always said this, and I keep saying this, you know, and it's not to toot my own horn, but great songs can survive any kind of, you know, transformation, any genre, any style, you know, even if they're played alone. And I find that for the stuff I've been doing, it's really translated well into my new solo set, which I'll be playing in Vancouver. So
you said don't expect just one guy with an acoustic guitar. So what can we expect from you at the Railway Club this Thursday in 2 days from now?
You can expect some angry bass, some double dribbling drum machines, some astral projections. You can expect to have your mind blown twice.
I like it.
Now, a bit earlier, before the show started, you talked about a little bit of a promotion that's going on for this show as well.
Yeah. It's just a little extra incentive. It's my new marketing scheme, you may call it, Cohen Marketing, which basically, I've got a whole bunch of my new record, and, I've been selling them, and that's fine, but I decided I just really want to start giving them away. So I took over 1,000 CDs on tour with me in a knapsack, and I've just been giving them away to, giving 30 CDs away to the first 30 people to show up at my shows. And that's been hugely successful, and people, it's a great way to give music to people, and essentially, I want to give my music to people, so hopefully if you're one of the first 30, I'll give you a free CD. And I'm down to my last 100, so,
Be there.
Is this at all these shows or just the one on Thursday?
It's just the one on Thursday.
Just the one on Thursday, yeah. At the Railway Club this Thursday. Much more to talk to, including I'd like to sort of pick your brain about the Montreal scene and all that.
Sure.
Type of music, but we're going to get to another song off your album, the John Cohen Experimental. The album's name is Behold, and this song is called Brain Pollution. Much more, including upcoming events on Cab Radio with Teddy Smith, just around the corner, CITR 101.9 FM, CITR.ca. This is Brain Pollution by the John Cohen Experimental.
sausage, pork, beef, cheese, whole milk, butter, margarine, nuts, and sausage, pork, beef, cheese, whole milk, butter, margarine, nuts, and sausage, sausage, pork, beef, cheese, whole milk, butter, margarine, nuts, sausage,
Press 1 if you are tripping balls. Press 2 if you are planning to trip balls. Press 3 if all the balls have been tripped, yet you find yourself adrift amongst the tubes of the ether, dreaming of tubes amongst spheres that have not yet been you pressed. 1, you are tripping balls.
Relax. You're not tripping balls. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM.
Wednesday mornings on CITR from 8 to 10 a.m. It's the Suburban Jungle Show with your radio host, DJ Jack Velvet. Thrills, chills, excitement, and music. That's the Suburban Jungle Show, Wednesday mornings from 8 to 10 on 101.9 FM in Vancouver. You can also catch this show, streaming and podcast, at www.jackvelvet.net. Don't miss the Suburban Jungle Show. Wednesdays, 8 to 10, 101.9 FM, CITR.
Yes, baby. Oh, oh, you're looking beautiful, baby. Yes, yes. Give it to me, you naughty bitch. Oh, stop it. Stop it. No, go, go, go. Stop it. No, go. Yes, look at you. Oh, beautiful. Oh. Well, I'm spent.
This is Upcoming Events with Teddy Smooth.
All right, well, we're going to start off this week with tomorrow night. That's Wednesday, February 16th at the Cottage Bistro. It's Say What?
Say What?
Readings of Deliciously Rotten Writing. Yes, Sarah Bino presents Say What? Now, Say What is a combination of bad writing and performance art. So, basically, some performers in town, or sometimes they're from out of town, grab books, or maybe it's magazines, or I read one that was from an instruction manual on how to kiss, and what they do is they just can't believe that this has been written, and they perform it for the audience. It's actually a lot of fun. It's hilarious. A lot of the readings, you just can't believe that people have written this, hence the name Say What?
I have a book that I want to read there one of these times called What My Pee Is Telling Me.
Say What? Readings of Delicious Rotten Writing is tomorrow night at the Cottage Bistro, 4470 Main Street. That's 4470 Main Street. Moving over to Thursday, we've been talking with John Cohen of the John Cohen Experimental. He's got a show this Thursday night at the Railway Club. That is downtown. Go check that show out. First 30 people through the door get a copy of his new CD called Behold. So make sure you check that out. That is the John Cohen Experimental at the Railway Club this Thursday night. Moving over to Friday at 11:30 p.m. E-Rock.
Friday. I totally just had a blank.
You're hosting.
Oh, right. I was like, where's he going with this? Where's he going? At the Rio Theater, Eternal Sunshine for the Spotless Mind. I will be hosting, yes.
11:30 are the doors. There'll be prizes. E-Rock will be hosting games and fun.
It's going to be fun. It's going to be messed up like the movie.
Yes.
Can't wait.
And Jim Carrey was one of E-Rock's idols growing up, so he begged for this movie. So when you get there at 11:30, expect greatness, and if you don't get greatness, boo him off stage.
Teddy, wow, I haven't even got anything ready for that yet.
That is The Eternal
Sunshine for the Spotless Mind.
This Friday night at 11:30 p.m. show is at midnight. Go check it out. Real Theater on the corner of Broadway and Commercial, right across the street from Uncle Fetty's Pizza. Mm. Now we're going to swing over to Sunday night, and every Sunday night it is Kitty Nights at the Biltmore Cabaret. Yes, Kitty Nights every Sunday. It's New York style cabaret with Burgundy Bricks, the Professor, and DJ Teddy Smooth, that's me, on the ones and the twos. Ooh. This week it's Kitty Nights shows you how to meet new people. The paper, The West Ender, gave us a gold medal for the best event to meet people. We were the number one spot in the city on how to meet new people.
Huh.
So,
that's cool. Congrats.
We want all of you new people to come out this Sunday and meet a bunch of people, because we've been named the place to meet people.
New people meet new people.
Sunday nights at the Biltmore is the place and the time to be. Rita Starr this week, Ferocious V, Darla Devine, and of course Burgundy Bricks, and a special appearance by Sweet Soul Burlesque. That is Kitty Nights shows you how to meet new people this Sunday night at the Biltmore Cabaret.
Woo!
That is upcoming events for this week. Back here live in studio, welcome back our guest tonight, John Cohen of the John Cohen Experimental, and we also have David Roy Parsons. Now, David, we touched briefly and we played a song called Super Happy Fun Jamboree off your album Matters of Survival. Now, you put this out back in 2007. And you also have a new album that you're putting out soon,
John,
in June.
John and I just had a great recording session for that album this afternoon. Yeah.
John, you're working on this album?
Recording today.
I was recording today. I just want to say I think David is one of the best songwriters in Vancouver, and his music is infectious.
Now, where did you guys meet?
We met in Duncan about 3 years ago playing
Duncan.
At the Duncan Garage Showroom.
Drunken Duncan.
Yeah. Yeah. And,
how many were on the bridge at the time?
I don't know, but I know I had a run-in with the bass player from the Kentucky Headhunters in a place called Ubu, which is somewhere around
Ubu,
there.
Yeah.
Yeah, he almost broke my leg, and my cousin had stepped in and kind of broke.
Now tell
break
us
good times at Duncan.
Good times at Duncan. Tell us a bit about what the new album is about.
The new album is, it's kind of my most autobiographical album yet. It's called Time and Travel, and it talks probably about the last, just various things, like places I've been, like, Guatemala and, Botswana, Africa. I've got a song about, a pageant for women who are HIV positive there that I witnessed, and let's see. Yeah, what else?
Stories of life that you've sort of gathered up in the last few years?
Yeah, it's not a continuous story. It's like snippets of different things, and it might be It may actually be my most sort of, they're all kind of autobiographical, but this one may be the most graphically autobiographical in a sense.
Graphic and autobiographical.
Yeah.
Now we're going to get to another song off your album. Now, John, you picked this one, Meteorite Shower. This is one of your favorite songs on the album?
Absolutely.
What is Meteorite Shower?
Well, I wrote that song when I was in Wells, Northern BC, where you got a beautiful view of the night sky, and just thinking about just feeling lucky to be alive and how easily it could all end, you know, just that's kind of what that song's about. Yeah.
And here it is, Meteorite Shower, CITR 101.9 FM. David Roy Parsons, be back after this. Mm-hmm.
nothing could catch him skiing down those hills. But what, the rain wouldn't stop, avalanche will. Loons call from a lake where his body lies, still as I move. Swim through the darkness, follow light. There's a meteorite shower tonight. There's a meteorite shower tonight. I'm thankful to survive every day that I'm alive, to walk through the darkness, follow light. There's a meteorite shower tonight. There's a meteorite shower.
That is David Roy Parsons off the album Matters of Survival with the song Meteorite Shower, right here on CITR 101.9 FM.
FM!
Welcome to Cab Radio with Teddy Smooth. My name is Teddy Smooth.
Hi, Teddy.
Way back in the distance, you hear yelling. Is E-Rock. This is, I believe, episode 92.
Oh, I'm feeling it in my back.
If you like Cab Radio, if this is your first time tuning in, we are a variety show. Every week is a little bit something different. We've had a Cab Rodeo, which was a cowboy show. We had a superhero comic book show. We have had two Halloween spooktaculars, two Christmas holiday explosion shows. If you'd like to check out any of those and many of the other shows we've done, including lots of music that we've premiered, we've done skits, bits, interviews. You can do all that at citr.ca, under shows, under the letter C. We're right there, first on the list. You can also check us out in the iTunes store. Just search CITR-Cab Radio. All those shows will be there, including this show, which will be up sometime tomorrow, whenever the magic of podcasting goes into the iTunes store.
Is it going to work with the computers down there?
We will hope for the best.
We will find out.
We will hope for the best. Our guest, or one of our guests tonight, is John Cohen of the John Cohen Experimental. His show is two nights from now, Thursday, February 17th at the Railway Club. First 30 people through the door will get his new album called Behold, and that is this Thursday at the Railway Club. And John, I wanted to talk to you about Montreal and the music scene there. You mentioned briefly about sort of the Anglophone music scene and the Francophone music scene. Is there a great divide, or how is the scene there in terms of English versus French?
It's not so much versus. It's really two different realities, two different worlds. There's no real competition, but that's changing. I think bands like Malajube have really kind of bridged the gap and opened some doors up, and a lot more Anglo bands are singing in French now, and Franco bands are singing in English. So there's kind of like this kind of awakening where, like, you know, musically people are saying, oh, there's, you know, we can actually learn from each other and, like, support each other, which is something that growing up in Montreal didn't exist. So it's definitely, like, Montreal is starting to take notice of its two personalities, musically, anyway.
The name escapes me right at the moment, probably because of my cold, but actually this year's Polaris Prize winner was
Carquois,
that blends English and French in sort of hip hop. So,
and that's a great thing for the city, you know, because of that. And in fact, in Arcade Fire, who won the Grammy a few nights ago,
album of the year,
it's a great thing for our city, but also, I mean, for Canada in general. But also the fact that they're it's that band, the two core songwriters are half French and half English, so that's another great amalgamation of you know, the two languages in one.
Have there been divisions of the past, or is it sort of like either in the past it's been you're an English singer or a French singer, and now it's just you can kind of do a little bit of both?
Well, I mean, it depends on what, in what way you look at it. There's a singer named Roque Voisin in Quebec.
Roque, of course.
He has always been singing in English and in French and has had a huge success. But in terms of like my reality, which is more indie rock and pop music, it hasn't been so much like that in the past. In fact, it was kind of a novelty if you sang in French as an Anglo band, but it wasn't really that much of a novelty if you sang in English as a Franco band. So, but now that's changing, and that's a great thing. People are just a bit more open-minded about it, mostly because Montreal is, you know, becoming such a successfully musical city that people have no choice.
Now, is there a blending of the languages? Like, for example, when I was...
Franglish?
Yeah, when I was in... Well, not even necessarily that, but when I was traveling through Japan, there was a lot of songs that would be, you know, Japanese, and then there'd be this part that was, like, in English, and then yeah, it would switch back to Japanese. Is there more of that style, or are there bands like Carqua that really mix the two, or is that sort of a unique thing for them?
The thing about that is it's kind of a hard thing to pull off without coming off as really cheesy. So you really, it's not the kind of thing that anybody can get on board. You know what I mean? Like, it's really like every once in a while a band does it really well, and that's great. And that's great for both languages, and that's great for, you know, uniting both languages. But, you know, most of the time, it's not an easy thing to pull off. And unless it's really genuine, like, it's going to come off as really kind of stupid and cheesy. So I would say that it hasn't been attempted that much in the past. Although, again, what I'm saying is that, you know, bands like Carqua, bands like Malajube are opening up that door up for people and saying, hey, it's okay to write in both languages, and it can be done, and it will be done, so...
Do you have a great sense of the Francophone music scene there? Do you know any, if people are listening to some bands that they could maybe check out if they wanted to hear some really great French bands? Because out here, especially in the West, even with language, I grew up learning French, and there just isn't a lot of French out here. So are there bands, are there any bands that you know of from that area that are really great French bands that people can check out?
Oh yeah, the Les Breastfeeders are an amazing...
Les Breastfeeders?
Yeah, great, amazing...
Great name.
...band. Another Les band is Les Saxarinos, who are actually, it's a kind of garage band, but they definitely, you know, are able to bridge that gap. In a sense, like, they just write really great music. It's really great rock and roll. And at the end of the day, language doesn't matter, you know. If it makes you move, you'll come to the show, right? You'll come dance. Like, that's what it's all about. And then once you're there and you're like, oh, yeah, this person is also singing in French, the, you know, music is universal, right? I mean, like, the language is secondary, but because it's Montreal, everything gets politicized at the end of the day. So,
Well, you could look at the electronic scene. I mean, music is music. If there doesn't necessarily have to be words for it to transfer over to people. Totally. And there's tons of world music.
It's always, just from some of the reading of history I've done about musicians in, like, terms of the civil rights struggles and stuff like that in the States. I mean, musicians were never shy about playing with people of a different color than they are. It was some people who really couldn't care less about music who had judgmental things to say about that. But if I wanted to play with a good jazz musician back in the day in New Orleans, I wouldn't have cared what color he was, right? And I read an interview with Stéphane Dumont, a great Francophone songwriter in Montreal, and he was saying very similar things. It's just a universal... music is...
Yeah, I equate it in a way to, like, you know, Jerry Lee Lewis, you know, or all, you know, the Beatles or whatever, who used to listen to black music, you know, but back in the day when it was really stigmatized, and they would be like, this stuff is incredible, and just, like, bridging the gap, you know, and that's how things get accepted and less politicized. So,
You were listening to CITR 101.9 FM, CITR.ca. This is Cab Radio with Teddy Smooth. We're here with John Cohen of the John Cohen Experimental, as well as David Roy Parsons. We've been talking a little bit of music, and we're going to get to a little bit more music off of John's album, which you can hear some of, as well as some of his own solo stuff, this Thursday night at the Railway Club. This is off his album Behold, and this is the very first song off the album called Hold the Fire. We'll be back with more right after this on CITR 101.9 FM.
The arts this winter at League Square Community Arts Village. They're offering an exciting lineup of visual and performing arts programs this winter, including capoeira, Brazilian dance, and martial arts for 3 to 12 year olds. parent and taught jam sessions, the iGirl Empowerment and Art Workshop for ages 9 to 12, and adult classes in digital photo editing and photography, just to name a few. Registration is available online at experienceit.ca or call 604-927-7529 for a full listing of arts and culture programs in Port Coquitlam. For more information on Lee Square, please visit portcoquitlam.ca/arts or call 604-927-8400.
As the sun sets down over Canby and Powell comes to sight, as she stretches her legs along a window ledge across the street, hit the patio floor. Nobody here could tell the age of her sweet silhouette. Could be 100, could be 25. Wouldn't be a waste if she sat like that. Sunset long as she's alive. I've been sitting around here long enough now that it hurts when an old thing's gone. I see changes and it makes me feel maybe it really ought to be moving on. Nobody here could tell the age of her sweet silhouette. Could be 100, could be 25. Wouldn't be a waste if she sat like that. Each sunset long as she's
Sweet Silhouette off of David Roy Parsons' album Matters of Survival. Before that, we had Brain Pollution from the John Cohen Experimental.
My female counterpart.
Yes, your female twin. John's got a show on Thursday at the Railway Club. That's this Thursday, February 17th at the Railway Club. First 30 people through the door will get his CD from the John Cohen Experimental called Behold.
I don't know if this was asked because I wasn't listening. No, but David, are you playing in this show as well? You mentioned earlier that you have been playing in a couple of the shows. And
yeah, not the one on Thursday night. I'm going to play a show with John Cohen on the 27th at Café du Soleil. I think maybe a Sunday night.
Café Two Suns, yeah.
Great, good location.
Café
Two
Suns, yeah. Yeah.
Cool.
Now, if you can't catch John on Thursday at the Railway Club, you can also catch him in Burnaby at the Great Bear Pub the very next night, February 8th.
They're actually going to be giving away free Whistler ski lift tickets.
What?
Yeah. $4,000 worth. So,
wow.
Yeah, that's a pretty, I don't know.
Do you know how they're doing that, or is it just one of the promotions?
It's one of the promotions that they're putting on. It doesn't have much to do with my show, but it's coinciding on the same night. So
it's sweet. Well.
Yeah, it's great. And the Friday, the 18th, the night of the show at the Great Bear, is the last night that they're giving away the most amount of prizes. So it's just happened that way.
And you also have a show in Victoria?
Yeah, Ministry of Casual Living. Just love that name. And that's Friday the 25th of February, and then the show on Sunday the 27th at Café du Soleil, and Thursday the 24th in Duncan at the Duncan Garage.
Now, is the show on the 27th the last sort of Canadian date, or
it's the last Canadian?
And then
date.
You're in. Where's your first one in the States?
Seattle. Yeah, Cobra Lounge. First of 20 dates in the States.
So you're kind
of
going to go back the other way in the
going
States?
Going down through Portland, Seattle, California, doing a bunch of dates in California, Phoenix, then going to South by Southwest, playing that, doing Nashville, doing New Orleans, then going up to Chicago, then going back down, Chicago, Minneapolis, back down to Atlanta, Georgia, Boston, New York, Vermont, home.
Now, if people are listening to the podcast or listening right now, if they didn't hear all that or remember all that, how can they check out what you're doing?
www.thejcex.com, John Cohen Experimental.com.
Thejcex.com. You can check out all the tour dates, press releases. You also have a blog on there where you update people about sort of your thoughts of the day.
It's a great little thing, actually. I started, since I started this tour, the philosophy, the impetus was to, basically, I have a lot of friends who are not musicians, and they're always asking me, what's it like being on tour? What's it like going on tour? They kind of want to live vicariously through me, so I found a way to do that. I basically take everybody on tour with me, and I write detail for detail all the dirty stuff, all the good stuff, all the bad stuff that happens to me, and I'm involving everybody. It's been hugely successful, probably the most successful thing that's come out of this tour.
That's cool.
Yeah.
It's a great idea. Do you even put in, like, the boring things, like, oh, and then I went and ate dinner, and that was great.
There's nothing boring about being on tour. I don't even eat dinner.
Are you one big Facebook status update?
Oh, my God. I am Facebook status update.
Aren't we all now?
I am Facebook status. Well, gentlemen, we're out of time for this show on Cab Radio. David Roy Parsons, thank you so much for being here as well.
Thank you.
John Cohen of the John Cohen Experimental, thank you.
Thank you.
Make sure you check out his show this Thursday at the Railway Club. First 30 people will get his new CD, Behold. Also, the very next night at Burnaby's Great Bear Pub, February 18th, giving away a bunch of Whistler tickets, just happens to be. So if you're in Burnaby, check it out. And also, you can check both of them out at Café du Soleil on February 27th. That's it for Cab Radio this week here on CITR 101.9 FM, CITR.ca. Next week, we'll be back for more fun here on Cab Radio. It's always something a little bit different. Check out the podcast, CITR.ca, under shows, under the letter C, or in the iTunes store, just search CITR-CabRadio. I'm Teddy Smooth, E-Rock back there.
Yo, yo!
Thanks for tuning in this week. We're going to leave you with another song off the John Cohen Experimental album, Behold. This is Stroke of the Night. Good night.